Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Hey, what's up, Cowboys Nation? Welcome to another edition of Cowboys Roundup, brought to you by SB Nation's Blogging the Boys, where every day we bring you the latest and greatest Cowboys news and updates. My name is Dan Rogers. You may know me as Danny Phantom over at Blogging the Boys or on Twitter at DannyPhantom24. It is Tuesday, December 7th, 2021. We hope your day is going well. We hope you are well rested, as the Cowboys should be, as they are coming off 10 days of rest before they enter their game against Washington. This is the second time this season that the Cowboys actually get 10 days between games. You may remember that they started the year playing on Thursday night against the New England Patriots, and that allowed them to have 10 days of rest before having to play the Los Angeles Chargers in week two. So, if you remember correctly, the last time the Cowboys had one of these mini buys, they reeled off six straight wins. So wouldn't it be nice if the Cowboys did something like that again? You know, we hear a lot of people talk about this Cowboys playing on Thursday night and this disadvantage because they play X amount of games and X amount of days. And people have talked about this a lot, and every team has to go through this with that play, having the short week and then getting extra time afterwards. But the Cowboys are actually one of the luckier teams, you know, and I'll tell you why. The Cowboys get this mini bye, this, you know, playing on Thursday. Every Thanksgiving, the Cowboys get this. And whether they play the following Thursday or not, they will have that 10-day layoff between their next game. And that's a really nice break to have entering the final stretch of the season. While other teams play their Thursday night game at different points in the year, the Cowboys are very lucky actually to have this happen toward the latter part of the season to give themselves that extra rest heading into the final stretch. So next time you think about that being a bad thing, just remember that's actually a good thing for the Cowboys. That's a little advantage that the Cowboys have. We want to welcome all of our new listeners. If you haven't yet, please do subscribe to the Blogging the Boys podcast network. Leave us a rating. Write us a review. Tell us what you think. Anything you would like to see us do differently to improve your podcast listening experience. And as always, if you want to talk to me about anything, any big concerns heading into the final stretch of the season, position battles, or whether or not the Ravens were right to go for two at the end of the game. Did you agree with that call? For me personally, I support the call. I do want to say, though, I think that every situation is different. Being the aggressor is not always the right move. There are a lot of factors that come into play. Basically, it's like what gives your team the best advantage to win the game. If it's trying to win it right there, then all the power to you. Otherwise, you know, kick it, play another quarter of football. Nonetheless, you know, people are critical of Harbaugh for his decision because they did not get the results they wanted. But the play was there. They had it right in Mark Andrews' hands. But let me know what you think on Twitter at DannyPhantom24. Speaking of not getting caught up in the results, how do you feel about this Dallas Cowboys football team? I mean, they're coming off a win, so feel good, right? Strangely enough, that's not really the sentiment of Cowboy fans. It was nice to go out on the road and get the win, but it just didn't feel right. You know, I think that a lot of it is because the offense still, they're just not playing at the level they were playing with earlier in the year. You know, what's going on? Whether it's, you know, the play calling, or do you like Kellen's play calling? Was he too stubborn with the running game? I mean, they just not have enough, diversity in the offense to really allow his players to get it done. Or, I mean, what, maybe it's Dak. Are you unhappy with Dak? I mean, is he, he makes great plays plenty of times, but are there times where it just like he's just not making it and drives are stalling? Are you happy with Dak, or are there other things? Are you upset with the offensive line? Who's playing what? I mean, there's overall the offense just still leaves something to be desired. We know they're better than this. Defensively, we know the Saints are on offense. They're terrible. We didn't expect to see much from them, and this is the result you'd expect to see. So it's not like we can feel too good about it, but let's give this team credit. I mean, they had four takeaways, and to be honest, it could have been a lot more. There was a lot of other opportunities where the ball just didn't stay in Trayvon Diggs' hands. I mean, it could have been a lot worse, and I really think you have to be impressed with how the defense is playing. It's really nice to see this group playing well. We know that more reinforcements are coming. If you look past the results, I think there's a lot to be positive about. Yeah, we want to see it on the field. We want to see the offense play better. I think, a Cowboy fan should feel pretty good about where they're at. Of course, these final five games will tell us a lot. So I guess we'll just have to stay tuned for that. Speaking of tell us a lot, the game on Sunday is a big game. If you think about it, obviously Washington now presents itself as the biggest threat to the Cowboys for the division. So there's that. But the outcome of this game, whether it's Cowboys win or lose, I mean, that's going to be a big swing between these two teams. If the Cowboys win, this division is, for all intent and purposes, done. I mean, the Eagles are three behind right now. Washington would then be three behind, and that with only four left to play, I mean, it'd be essentially impossible for these guys to catch the Cowboys. I mean, not impossible, but very difficult. And also remember, they play each other the following week while the Cowboys play the Giants. So really, I mean, if the Cowboys win this one, you can put a fork in it pretty much. Now, it's quite different if Washington wins. Then they're just to close the gap within a game. They'll see them yet again a couple weeks after. So, I mean, right then and there, they have an opportunity to actually catch the Cowboys, and then they'll hold the tiebreaker by virtue of sweeping them in the division series. So it's a huge swing. So this is a big game on Sunday. For the Cowboys, there aren't a lot of questions, really. I mean, offensively, it really comes down to who's playing where. You may ask, well, is how much are they going to play Zeke? Should Pollard be getting more snaps? Which I think most of us would say yes to that. There's the matter of who's playing right tackle, which right now, Lyle Collins he started last game, and honestly, I'm not sure if that's ever going to change again. I've been on Team Steele pretty much most of the year. I will say this. Very pleased with how well Lyle played. I think it was his best game of the season. And I talk about like he hasn't been his 2019 self. Honestly, I think we're seeing him return to that level of play. So I'm starting to change my tune on that whole situation. What about left guard? We gonna go back to Connor Williams? Huh? I don't know. We've given Connor McGovern some chances, but are the Cowboys better with Connor Williams there? So we'll have to see how that goes. Defensively, we know that reinforcements are coming. The team is optimistic that both Randy Gregory, dealing with a calf injury, and Neville Gallimore, elbow, will return from IR for Sunday's game against Washington. Jerry Jones said, barring a setback, that they should see action on Sunday. So we will monitor their preparation as the week progresses. But keep in mind, take what Jerry says with a grain of salt, because he's kind of done this before and then didn't play. But how great will it be to get those guys back? Acting head coach Dan Quinn talked to the media on Monday. Keep in mind, Mike McCarthy is still not back at the facility. The coaching staff is hopeful that McCarthy will be able to return on Thursday. But on Monday, Quinn was asked about how the defense could look now with both DeMarcus Lawrence and Randy Gregory back on the edge, and how they may employ Micah Parsons to throw opposing teams some different looks. Quinn explained how need created some opportunities they may have not otherwise had they not turned Micah loose. Let's listen in to what the Cowboys acting head coach had to say.
Sometimes what you think might be the worst thing and losing guys for an extended time winds up being the best thing, because now we've got a big crew that's ready to roll in hard and into this block of the regular season. And maybe we don't have that moment, you know, where we put Micah into some different spots. And now that we have that part of his game, that does allow the package to extend more. And I'll certainly be looking forward to getting Randy and Micah and Law all together. I think if you had told me the three of those would have been on the field for only 28 snaps heading into whatever it is, week 13 or 14, I said that's not going to go good. But at the end of it, having guys play multiple roles and doing different things, I think that only adds value to what you're doing. So we'll continue to add to the package with those guys.
Continue to add to the package. All right. In other news, senior defensive assistant George Edwards is a candidate for the head coach of Duke. Edwards is in year two with the Cowboys and has had a key role in the development of rookie standout Micah Parsons. That's it for our updates today. Make sure to check out all the great podcasts throughout the entire week. Every day we got something new for you. Later today, we'll have the 750 with Tony Casillas and RJ Ochoa, as well as the BTB Roundtable, where we hash out all the great talking points throughout the week, so keep your eyes out for those two. But that's all we have for today. Thanks for hanging out with us. Hope you have the best day ever. Stay safe, stay happy, stay true to the silver and blue, and we will catch you later.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.